And at this point, you know, the things I use a phone for are so ubiquitous, you know, like any phone, any modern phone OS doesn't. I could get a Windows phone and probably be fine. But iPhones tend to get the games first, and that's of some interest to me as someone who occasionally talks about video games. You know, that's useful, I guess. Gas station. I got to the gas station just before I started jumping off. Now there's a bunch of people in here. Meanwhile, I'm getting out of here. Oh yeah, baby! You know what I'm saying? I should probably come to terms with the fact that I'm never going to get anything from that gas station, food-wise, that is actually satisfying. That I'm actually like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Good. I keep trying different stuff. To say, like, maybe, you know, maybe this is this better? I don't know. This flavor of Power Bar over this flavor of Power Bar. It's just not going to happen. Started going to an actual convenience store, they would have some kind of awful hot food that I could have. Or just get pizza rollers at the first thing in the morning. That's sane, right? Sounds like it would just be a new type of terrible. But maybe it's worth a shot. Oh, we're early enough that we can hear the end of Sway's morning show. This is always the best part. It's always so insightful.
It's the city where the skinny niggas ride, yeah. 4-5 send me on their side, yeah. Twisted when they drive, yeah. Lick a shot,
yeah.
Go ahead and reach in.
Dig deep, dig deep.
Put your hands into Sway's sack.
That sounds gross.
It's Sway's mystery sack on Shade 45.
Maybe you know what you gotta do, right?
I have to stick my hand in your sack.
Yeah.
Okay, here
all
we
right,
go.
All right, Megan, you're going to do 3 questions, one at a time. You have to read them out loud and answer them honestly.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Good luck with that. Okay. Tickles.
Ew. If you could erase one sexual experience from your memory, discluding the night you lost your virginity, which would it be and why? I'm not going to name any names.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
But there was a particular actor I could have done without. Oop.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he whack?
Yeah, what?
Just crazy.
Yeah?
Just crazy. That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's all I can get into.
Toys, animals, crazy, or just psycho?
No, like, truly a psychopath.
Okay.
Like, scary crazy.
Okay, scary crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't sound like an actor.
Right. Number two.
Okay. Jesus, they're all the same topic.
No.
What's the craziest place you had sex with your significant other? Look, because we're both famous, that's
yeah.
Like, we're really boring that way. We don't have sex in scary places.
Okay. That's a good point.
You know?
Because that paparazzi, that stalker might be right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just a random person. Everybody's a paparazzi now with a cell phone.
That's true.
That's
okay,
true.
I'm sorry, guys. That was disappointing.
That's smart,
yeah,
that's
all the
smart.
Guys with the roses is kind of frowning.
Last one.
What's the longest you wore the same underwear? I'm a germaphobe, so I change my underwear like 3 times a day. I keep it clean and
wow.
fresh at all times.
Wow. So, yeah.
Let me
yo, DB got it.
Yo, three roses.
All kind of roses for her now. Just, I got to ask this. Okay, I know you got to go, but what do you do with the old ones that you change out of?
You mean immediately? Or
yeah.
Well, immediately I put them in a bag and then we launder them. And are you wondering, where is this going?
Yeah, but do you throw them away? Or do you give them away?
I don't give them away.
Okay,
you know, I actually had an experience once on Transformers where the costumer took a pair of my dirty underwear and sold them on eBay. So now, whenever I do photo shoots or anything, I'm a freak about collecting the dirty underwear and bringing them with me so they don't get sold online.
That's about all that I can handle.
Please, there's plenty of your people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bully, young lady? And real bad girls are the silent type. Ain't none of this work getting your face sliced. Cause that's what happened to your home girl riding with your wife.
She got to wear that for life.
Who you calling the pig?
Right, Queen Latifah, I am not a bitch or a hoe, and thank you for noticing.
From the kid that's white, so the world in the pie. Rather do than die.
ready? Alright, fine. See you then, baby. I combed my hair, washed and brushed my teeth. Got funky, fresh dressed and Molly Cox 14. Got the bedding at 8. I was ready to jet until Betty's mom said, Betty's not ready yet. I sat there for at least an hour. It was 10 after 9 before she got in the shower. 9:35, she comes downstairs and said I need a little longer to finish my hair. At 10 o'clock, we had been missed the show. She comes downstairs and says, let's go. Nowhere, go to sleep, I'm gone. I was steaming like a demon as I drove home, but it just goes to show. And I'm trying to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhyme, just remember my rhyme. Take heed to my rhyme to get the hell away. First your parents just don't understand.
I know, word, man.
And then you had this crazy nightmare.
Why me? Why me?
What's next?
It's not these girls, man. But you know how it is.
Before the crank dad and the Superman, all of that dancing, it was D.U.'s the Humpty Dance.
People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty.
This is Backspin.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
It's the 10 crack commandments. Why? Can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, and my hustle and niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8.
I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to the shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass stuck up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence, sticking from your eyes. I done squeezed mad clips at these cats till they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. So for that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead paying you back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting mad, stay the fuck with police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, ready to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell snow. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pasta bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
The end of this song is real weird. It's just like, he lays out his 10 rules, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, after you were dead, I'm a friend of mine, OW girl, she can really make a steak well. Oh, well, fascinating. That's good stuff. Yeah, traffic. Just sitting here, pretty much.
Hey, I know what you need.
Backspin, baby.
My meal, grinding for my deal. Love how I'm doing. Long way from grooving. Bitch, call me 2 Chainz. Units be moving. Go off of my joy, so she don't need no boy. Smile, stay on her face. Big room with her own space.
Boss up all night the hallway. Don't care if it take all day. I let your fucks parlay. You wonder why I'm straight. New shoes and sick clothes. Bitches be front row. Bow down her tempo. I don't know her info. Threw her my peace sign. Go real with my mean eye. Cause one day this rapping go pay. So now we about to break the bank.
I think it would be more impressive form of bragging if rappers said, like, I don't want to talk about money because I have plenty of it. You know? Like, this whole thing of just, like, if we're not talking about money, we're not talking. You know, like, that attitude, I think, other than just, like, being, like, kind of fucking disgusting.
Okay, so I got caught laughing about Kentucky Fried Chicken. They have a commercial for this $5 bucket fill-up. I didn't know people still went to Kentucky
That's
Fried
a special.
Chicken.
Oh, speaking of food, too. You saw how Olive Garden, if you pay $100 and it's, like, all you can eat pasta and breadsticks for 7 weeks.
$100 for 7 weeks with just bread and pasta?
Yeah, and unlimited salad for all you fatty coos.
Is that a good deal, O'Q? Me and you, you kind of know the fast food. One that says no. 7 weeks, $100, bread, salad, and pasta. Nah.
Nah. And what about if it's a variety of pasta?
My shit is Golden Corral. I'm sorry.
The whole point is you're getting a tip. The waitress is getting tipped every time. Mm-hmm. You got to get there every time. Taking money out for gas and all that other nonsense.
Right, drinks ain't included.
Take it home, maybe. 7 weeks worth of pasta in your refrigerator.
Ain't no meat.
That's true, too.
That's the other thing, man. Thank you. Yeah, we need meat. Tracy G, Sway, the entire team will be here tomorrow. We got a full show. James McAvoy, that's the actor. He was an X-Men and Wanted. Ernie Hudson, I remember
him. Oh, James McAvoy from X-Men and Wanted.
Reminded me. Guest DJ Supernova. Jim Jones will be here. And also, we have our Get in the Game segment.
He hasn't had any credits that are, like, bigger than Wanted. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Wanted. Up on it, I cop your shit. Now I break weed up on it, and everything is real. I see, like my niggas that been home, but they only got a jail ID. I help the game, it ain't help me. Top five dead on live, and that's just off one LP. And I still buzz, they feel cuz, cause they know the flow's ill, just like Will was. I'm just trying to make sure that my son's wealthy, out of shape, but I make sure that my gun's healthy. I'm an ape, you can't stand kiss. Coming through the hood in the Aston Vanquish, the color of dandruff. I said we jumped them. I just let the gun snuff them. Cop Pete and Turbo, soon as they uncuff them. This goes out to all of your mans. Why put you in a verse when I can put you in the car in a van? D-block. They shooting. I made you love it. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, play for your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dime back. They shooting. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, play for your time's up. I'm from the school of hard knocks, sneak peeks, and low blows. Where exes mark spots and kitchens mark holes. Where love's gonna get ya and hate is gonna snitch ya. The finger squeeze triggers like boa constrictors. Insta, Mr. Luda, Jada, and Nas. And our bullets give you a deep tissue massage. So hear the song and dance while I make these ends. You never stood half a chance like Siamese twins. They shooting, looking the barrel. Then he made the front page of the Miami Herald. A shot to build nozzles with solid doom. We in that
A-Town journalist, violent goons. You should print my information, you quote my rhyme, and keep me in between these New York and L.A. times. I'm just a victim of society. It's Chris the Menace with most shit out on the streets than evicted tenants.
They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dime back. They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. Sugar, Wiz, make sure. We got them scared, look. We got them scared, they running. I grab the ratchet, the blinky, the biscuit, the burner. The heat, the toaster, the twister, you meet in your owner. The banger, the hammer, the flamers, I aim at the cannons, I can you. Manhandle, you can be famous, I cancel you. And cut, that's the end of your movie. Pretending you acting like you and your men to come shoot me. My tennis shoes Gucci, old school, peace supreme. Jean Lee suit on Viva, Plico champagne. Friday the 13th, my CD drop. I rhyme the more bass than Easy Rock. I'm Jason, call a PD, watch the Bravehearts. Jungle and Ways and Nation. Illwear, roster, late, never mailing this. Face on TV and pictures, and we be them niggas. Sorry that I made you wait long, glad the face gone. We shooting, squeezing them triggers with Luda beside me. Me and Kiss get loonies and we send the Styles P. Tell him hold his head, Godson, gotta be made y'all.
Yeah, put your lighters up.
You know what it is?
I don't have a lighter, so I don't.
I know y'all niggas somewhere around.
We hold our cell phones in the sky instead.
I forgot. Niggas like it, I don't know, but I see niggas like y'all niggas did. You already know what this shit is. Let's go. You know I come through with some bullshit. Every time I come through.
We gon' let this ride into the hook.
I'm gonna snap my fingers.
What more can I say to you? Get my chrome man on. Let's go.
When they got you in the bag, like half a Philly, and your ass ain't Lily White, that be that shit you write, must be illy. Either that or you blowin' silly, it's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag. You crackers gon' act like I ain't on the ass. The Martha Stewart that's far from Jewish, far from a Harlem student, just had the balls to do it. And no, I'm not doing it, in fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. One, two, and I won't stop abusing it.
Girls, stop false accusing it. Back to the music that made bad roof is transformed.
Nobody beats the
band.
Nobody beats the
band. I was got rid of my last four songs. Just like that. Welcome back, my nigga. Oh, look me in the eye. Something different. What could be wrong? I can never let a tear fall down my face. I can never let a tear fall down my face. I can never let a tear fall down. I know what it feels like when you roll your homes and you wake up in the Lord's house. Short city niggas come home, yeah, feeling the way. Same niggas that was hanging back then. Still in the way. Niggas think my life is just bitches and champagne. I stop all the margins to go with the campaign. It's like Rose was just doing the damn thing. If there ever was a reason to wear all them damn things, then why you keep it up in your hand? Something different, these niggas change. And I ain't the one for dry snitching, won't call no name. So really, at the end of the day, I can't complain. Our niggas gon' be happy with you, happy for you. If them niggas scheming on you, them...
Now follow Shay45 on Twitter.
Oh, man. This traffic still sucks.
Updates regarding your favorite satellite radio station.
Shay45 on Twitter.
Shay45.
Girl, I should see nothing but pussy when I look down, y'all. They come for a nigga, what better to do? He
our first door.
Kirko Banks, man. You know in Texas we like to slap, but right now I'ma let the grain go. I'ma let DJ Nina 9 hold it for me. I'ma get in the passenger seat on the drive-by. It's going down. Hip Hop Nation.
Kirko Banks is down with the Nina 9 in the drive-by? Fantastic.
Mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to drink, and mama,
facial expressions and concealing any kept asking me what kind of car you drive. I know you paid, I know y'all got with Google calls from all the zone that y'all done made. When I reply, then I may go and do the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me. To the end of the week, I live by the beat like you live check to check. If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Guess we done come a long way like them slim ass cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gonna continue.
I'm not happy with any of this music and song. I'm unsatisfied. Never mind, we nailed it.
Thank you.
hit song from Becky G. Becky G just sounds like, it's the type of, like, name that is like, oh, well, clearly this is, like, an also-ran, like, pop act. Like, it's not a top-tier performer. Like, here's this weird side. They're like, hey, this isn't... There ain't no guarantee, but I'll take a chance on me. Baby, this isn't real. Like, you told me that it's like a, you know, it's the sort of name that someone would give to... Like, if they were writing a sketch... And they needed, you know, the name of, like, some kind of fake pop star for their sketch. Becky G is the type of name they might come up with. That was terrible. Ugh, better than a fucking pit bull, though. Double shot of Pitbull and then Flo Rida, which I guess is technically not Pitbull, but only technically.
Got it.
Right, this is why I don't leave this early in the morning. It's because the whole drive takes fucking forever!
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine, working out Photoshop. We know come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And no, it won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble.
trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Hey, I'm
bringing. I feel like this song should end like right there. Just like, okay, yeah, that's all of it you need.
Well, I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine.
That song was just like 45 seconds long or something. You're like, oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, it's kind of like old-timey or whatever. Great. No, cool. And this song, fuck that song. Fuck Happy. These hits, a good dubstep remix of this song. Can we get going on that? It's the money maker. It's the money maker right there. Turn that off because Fall Out Boy is on over here.
Look at her butt. What you want?
Countdown. Sirius XM hits one, number 9.
Never noticed there's a toy store on this corner here. It's like, it just says, imaginative toys for an enchanted childhood. And like up in the window are like maps, some kites. I don't know. Like, I get the idea of, like, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, have my kids playing with toys that are just all brands and all, like, multi-tiered marketing schemes and stuff like that. But at the same time, like, the people that are running the toy stores, they're just like, we've got wood blocks and, you know, just something that really activates the imagination of children. Like, I fucking, those people are way worse. We've got bullshit toys that your kids will hate once they get to a certain age where they realize it's terrible. I'm going to open a toy store across the street. It's going to be called Fake Guns. What do you guys got? I don't know, fake guns. Like, some are fucking, like, space guns, some are, you know, like, regular-looking guns, I don't know. Fake guns. Get some fake guns for your fucking kids. Fake guns are cool shit. Some shoot water, some shoot, like, plastic shit out, I don't know. We got fake guns. Come on in. Hasn't Airsoft gotten into rep because of movie, TV, and game guns? They did. They made Resident Evil pistols. Tokyo Marui? I forget the name of the brand, but they did Biohazard pistols. I saw a RoboCop Airsoft gun that I don't know if it was official or someone had hacked it together themselves. But it was kind of cool. But yeah, that was part of how I discovered Airsoft stuff existed, is that I was at the Tokyo Game Show, and, like, there's an area where the goods are being sold. You know, Capcom will have a separate booth there where there's just, like, I don't know, buy a Ryu figure. And they had these, like, really ornate, like, nice-looking, licensed Biohazard pistols. I remember looking at them going, like, those look like fucking guns, dude. And then they're like, well, I mean, if you think that's something, you should come check this shit out. And we went to a toy and hobby fair that was like next door to TGS or next door to whatever we were over there doing. And, you know, like the airsoft manufacturers had a shooting range set up. And you could just get in there and fucking shoot MP5s and stuff. And, you know, with the airsoft MP5s. And and at that point, we were like, we need to go get these. We need guns. We need this. We need fake guns. And we found a store. Found a store in Shinjuku that was selling a few of them. I think that's where I bought my MP5. And then in Akihabara, there was a shop just devoted to airsoft, like in a serious way. Like you walk in and it almost looks like a gun shop. And they had everything. They, you know, all the parts, you know, cleaning stuff, like, you know, everything you would need to buy and service your airsoft products. And they had, like, you know, tactical vests and all just kind of like shit. You're just like, at some point, you're like, this, you guys maybe are taking this a little too seriously. But I bought a 9, and I bought an MP5. And then next time I went, I bought another, like, a matching pistol so that I got to have two of them. Two matching pistols and do fucking John Woo fucking dives and dumb shit like that. And the pistols were cool because, I mean, well, they were cool because, like, they require gas. You'd have to gas them up. But then they would, like, the slide would, you know, shoot back like a real gun would when you would pull the trigger on it. And it's just insane. Like, you're looking at these things firing and you're just like, Jesus, this... It's the sort of shit you could rob a liquor store with one of those easy, you know, and you know, when they sell them here, when they import stuff like that here, they always paint the tips orange and stuff, because that's the law, they, you know, it's the, hey, these are toys, toy guns have to have orange tips, and, you know, so you'd have to do that, which kind of defeats the purpose of them looking like cool fake guns. Which also put the idea in my head of, like, if I was going to go actually knock over a liquor store or something like that, I would probably paint the tip of my gun orange just to, like, add to the confusion. It would be a real gun. I don't know what that would accomplish, but... And then the girls I was living with used the pistols. They pulled them on a guy that was not leaving them alone. That was very, like, a, like, friend of a friend or whatever, that was always hitting on them in really creepy ways and stuff. They invited him over, lured him over, and then jumped out of a bush with a fucking pistol and scared the shit out of him. Shot him a bunch. In retrospect, that's a super fucked up thing to do. But man, it was awesome. this car appears to be not moving as it has run into a trailer carrying porta potties, and now I have to get out of this lane. You done fucked up. Unfortunately, it was not like an amazing comedy. No porta potty dumped over onto the car, filling it full of poo. Hell of traffic.
Fuck you. that as they burn me.
I'ma throw this money.
Don't stop, go crazy.
I'ma make it back.
Don't stop, go crazy.
Said I'ma throw this money.
Don't stop, go crazy.
I'ma make it back.
Don't stop, go crazy.
Only have real shit. That's what I'm talking about. Only have real shit. That's what I'm talking
about. Only proof is sweet, and if you choose to eat, you can lose your teeth. Many crews are tricked.
So close. Behind so many trucks. Come on. Change.
Straight putting it down for California.
All right, this might work out. This might work out. Oh, you being a real piece of garbage. Okay. We're good. We're good. Oh, man. Ugh. I made it. Against the odds. So, I'll see you guys later. Have a good Tuesday. Yeah. See ya.